It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado is able to pay unemployment benefits to gig workers for the first time, but CPR's Andrew Kenny reports that the process has left many frustrated.
The state's new unemployment program for gig workers and contractors has rejected about 27,000 people. That's roughly half the number of applicants so far. In many cases, it's because an applicant also had some income from a regular W-2 job. Under federal law, those workers have to apply for regular unemployment instead. Ultimately, many can get unemployment, but their benefits may be based on just a small fraction of their total wages, cutting hundreds of dollars a week from their potential payments. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis is expected to meet with President Trump at the White House this week, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The two are expected to sit down on Wednesday. A spokesperson for Polis says the governor is looking forward to talking with the president, and the Polis plans to advocate for more federal support, including testing supplies and personal protective equipment, as Colorado continues to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. Trump has been meeting with a number of governors at the White House these past weeks to discuss opening back up, testing, and other issues related to state and federal response to the coronavirus. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Health officials in Bent County say they have their first confirmed case of COVID-19. The southeastern Colorado county had been one of a handful in the state without any known cases. County health officials say the patient was asymptomatic and is currently self-isolating. Those in close contact are in quarantine. According to the state health department, as of Saturday, there were only four counties in Colorado with no known cases. Clear Creek County deputy shot and killed a man evading police Saturday night after he emerged from a car he had set on fire. Channel 7 reports the police stopped the car for traffic-related reasons when the driver fled the scene. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.